It's time now for Super Psychologist, Dr. Mara Karpel, and your golden years.
And welcome to Dr. Mara Karpel and your golden years this evening and every Sunday evening at 5 p.m. Central Time. And that's 6 p.m. Eastern Time right here on blogtalkradio.com and on drmarakarpel.com. And today is Sunday, May the 21st. And after last week off, we are back live from beautiful Austin, Texas. And Art Mendoza of Accomplice Entertainment, producer of this program, is here with us to make the show run. And we have another great program in store for you. On this evening's program, in a few minutes, we'll be joined once again by best-selling author of the book, The Warrior Goddess Way, Heather Ash Amara. Heather Ash is a teacher, guide, and author of numerous books. And she has facilitated hundreds of workshops in the Toltec tradition and has taught extensively with Don Miguel Ruiz, author of The Four Agreements. And today she joins us once again to talk about, this time to talk about her upcoming online training workshop called Ignite, How to Claim Your Warrior Goddess Self. And later in the program, musician Ryan Rostrum will be joining us. He's the guest artist for this evening, and he'll be talking about his life in music, and we'll be playing some of his music as well. And also, Laura Galazunez will be reporting in from the retirement paradise south of the border, Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. And I will speak a little bit more about finding your center in the midst of the storms of life. I talked a bit about that last week, but I thought that it bears repeating, and I have a few more tips for you that we all could use. So throughout this evening's program, we will have time to take your questions. So if you have any questions or comments for me or for my guests, please feel free to give a call. The toll-free number is 855-345-4720. That's 855-345-4720. Or you can email or tweet your questions to me, and I will read them on the air to my guests. And my email address is Dr. Mara, that's D-R-M-A-R-A, at drmarakarpel.com, drmarakarpel.com. And my Twitter address is M-A-R-A-E-K. And you can hear this evening's program again by going to my website, drmarakarpel.com. And the link to the podcast will be posted later this evening or early tomorrow morning, along with all of the website link program. And you can also hear the podcast as soon as 5 minutes after the show ends by going directly to Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/yourgoldenyears. And for information from previous shows and to listen to previous shows as well as updates about upcoming programs, again, go to my website, drmarakarpel.com, or go to blogtalkradio.com/yourgoldenyears, and follow me on Facebook. If you follow me on Facebook, you'll get all of the latest information up to the minute about this program, as well as my blog and my upcoming book and YouTube videos and anything else related to this program. And my Facebook page is Dr. Mara Karpel, D-R-M-A-R-A-K-A-R-P-E-L, Your Golden Years. All right. If this is the first time that you're tuning in, I'm a licensed psychologist from New York City, practicing here in Austin, Texas, and the Rio Grande Valley of Texas. And I work with adults of all ages and have a specialty of working with seniors and with caregivers. A few years have also been evaluating veterans for PTSD. And part of the time, my office is in the wonderful Veterans Resource Center, Heroes Night Out, which is located in Cedar Park, Texas. And for information about this really great resource for veterans and for veterans' families, you can check out their website at heroesnightout.org. Want to contact me? Do you have a question or a comment, something you want me to know about? Send me an email to Dr. Mara, D-R-M-A-R-A, at drmarakarpel.com, D-R-M-A-R-A-K-A-R-P-E-L.com, or go through my website or give me a call at 512-626-6973. I did recently receive some feedback that somebody had sent me something to a message through my website, and I didn't receive it. So I will get with my webmaster about that. And so the safest way to send me a message would be to send it directly to my email, drmara@drmaracarpel.com. This evening's program is produced by Accomplice Entertainment, Postal Production and Productions, and sponsored by Dr. Ronald DeVere, neurologist, memory specialist, and author of the book, Memory Loss, Everything You Want to Know But Forget to Ask. To make an appointment with Dr. DeVere at his memory clinic in Lakeway, Texas, or to purchase a copy of his book, you can call him at 512-261-7909, or you can send him an email to rdevere, that's R-D-E-V-E-R-E, at austin.rr.com, and his book is also available on Amazon. And this evening's program is also sponsored by StoryHouse. StoryHouse gathers your stories and turns them into multimedia collections that can be shared now and for generations to come. Have StoryHouse over to conduct a private interview in your home or invite them to your next big event or family reunion. StoryHouse, where your memories live. Find out more at yourstoryhouse.com or call 512-296-8752. And before we go to the break, I just want to mention that this program is dedicated to my former boss in New York, who passed away a couple of days ago, Eric Redlener. Dr. Eric Redlener was a really good guy and a very positive influence in my career. So my thoughts go out to his family. All right, so we're going to take a quick break. Following the break, Heather Ashamara, teacher, guide, and best-selling author of The Warrior Goddess Way, joins us on the phone. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back. Go.
Super Psychologist Dr. Mara Carpel will be back after words from our sponsors.
About memory loss? Dr. Ronald DeVere, certified neurologist and director of Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders in Lakeway, has been helping those with dementia and memory loss for over 12 years, specializing in the diagnosis, treatment, and counseling of those with memory loss and dementia. Dr. DeVere also has a book to reduce your worry and fear by knowing the facts. Memory Loss, Everything You Want to Know But Forget to Ask, available now on Amazon.com. Dr. Ronald DeVere, Alzheimer's Disease and Memory Disorders Center in Lakeway, and his book, Memory Loss, Everything You Want to Know But Forget to Ask. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 512-261-7909.
Are you or a loved one a Medicare beneficiary? Help save you and Medicare money by stopping Medicare fraud. Fraud happens when Medicare is billed for services or supplies you never receive. There are three easy things you can do to fight fraud. Review your Medicare claims for accuracy, protect your personal information, and be on the lookout for suspicious activity. For more information or to report fraud, call Medicare at 1-800-MEDICARE or your local SHIP counselor at the Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-252-9240.
Please visit us on the web at www.drmaracarpel.com.
And we're back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Carpel and Your Golden Years on Blog Talk Radio and on live stream and podcast at drmaracarpel.com. And now joining us once again on the phone, we have best-selling author, speaker, and teacher, Heather Ashamara. Welcome, Heather Ash.
Thanks so much, Mara. It's great to be back with you.
It's great to have you back on. I just want to remind you, once again, there's a slight delay when we talk like this.
Okay, good.
So, Heather Ash, I have been following you on Facebook, and you have had quite an exciting couple of years.
Yes, it has been. There's a lot of shifts that have happened in the last couple of years, for sure.
You're busy. So, I'm excited to get a chance to talk about some of the things that you've been doing. But before we get to that, for listeners who haven't heard you before in this program or haven't read any of your books, maybe you can give them a little bit about information about your background.
Sure. I am focused on sharing the most potent tools from a variety of world traditions. I was raised in Southeast Asia and was blessed to be surrounded by just many, many different cultures. I've traveled around the world a lot as a child and was gifted to work extensively with Don Miguel Ruiz, who's the author of The Four Agreements. And my most recent book, Warrior Goddess Way, is the third in a series. Warrior Goddess Training has been a bestseller for the last, 2.5 years now. And so that series of work, those three books, are specifically for women, about how women can find their voice and reconnect to their power. And I have a new book coming up called Awaken Your Inner Fire, which is for everybody, and that's coming out in the fall. And the focus of that book is really around how we can be in a different relationship with our work so we create more ease and more spaciousness around our work.
Mm-hmm. And that's something I think we definitely all need.
Yes, so, absolutely. I definitely wrote that book for myself. Okay. And it's good to share it.
Uh-huh. So I know that you're set to launch an internet workshop. Can you talk a bit about that?
Yeah. One of the things that I found when I was traveling around with Don Miguel and doing workshops is that there were so many people that were hungry for teachings and for support. And since I knew I couldn't be at many, many different places, I started doing online classes. And so the program I have coming up is a 9-month apprenticeship program that is really designed to take women through the different stages of rewiring our relationship to ourselves. So what I've seen for a lot of women is that while we have a lot of external freedoms, we can do a lot of different things in the world that, you know, like 100 years ago we didn't have access to, we don't have as many internal freedoms. So we're still struggling with comparison and with thinking we should be different and worry and what I call disaster mind. And so this Ignite is designed to walk women through different tools and practices to really get back centered and to stay centered in the middle of our busy lives, very much around practical tools, how we can integrate things so that we benefit and everybody around us benefits in the process.
And how much work does this involve? I mean, you know, you talked about busy women and busy lives. So is this something that works into their lives from day to day?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have articles and videos that get released once a week and then a call once a week. And so there's an hour-long, once-a-month call with me, and then then the following 3 Wednesdays, there's a half-hour group coaching call. So I've made it in such a way that it's easy to access it. Everything's recorded. We have a lot of women that tell me that they'll watch the videos or they'll re-listen to the audios, like while they're cooking or while they're driving to work. So there's lots of ways to integrate it into our lives. And what I found is that the steadiness over time is what really helps us to make change. And so to shift from being busy, we need to take time for ourselves to rewire. You can't stay in your busy, crazy schedule and think it's going to change eventually, because it won't, because we never then make any changes. You have to pause. And so that's really, for me, what this program is about, is teaching women how to create the space that they need to do their own work, which then slows us down, makes us more efficient, more creative, and that we're more passionate with what we're doing.
And that's, you know, we talk about that a lot on this program, the need to pause or focus on one thing at a time. Otherwise, you're, like you said, you're not as efficient. Everybody's multitasking and not really getting anything done.
Yes, exactly. And it feels like,
yeah,
it feels like we're working, but the truth is a lot of times we're just being busy, which is very different.
And I like what you said about how you need to be consistent over time. The change takes place over time. I think people are frequently looking for a quick fix. You know, they do a weekend workshop, everything is going to change in their life, or they read a book, and that they've done everything they need to do. And it doesn't really work
exactly
like that, does it?
It doesn't. You can get a lot of inspiration and a lot of opening at a weekend workshop, for example. And what I've seen is it's very difficult to then integrate that back into your life. And I love the 9 months because it's a birthing cycle. And really, this is, we're taking the time to rebirth ourselves, to stay connected to what is it that I want to create in my life. And then taking the time to do that rewiring and learning the skills of patience and perseverance and how to integrate the tools and really be supported. That's the other thing, is that as women, that it's, we often don't give ourselves the space to be supported, to receive. And so it's beautiful to be part of a community that is cheering you on and supporting you and loving you unconditionally as you unfold.
Yeah, that sounds great. So when does this start? When does this workshop begin?
It starts Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, May 24th, and it runs then through January. So it's lovely because we get to go through the summer together, fall, and then through the holidays, which I've just found that to be incredibly impactful, so that we can keep that steady line through what can be a very challenging time for many of us.
Oh, yeah. For many reasons.
for many reasons. Yeah, different reasons for different people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how can people sign up for that?
They can find more information on my website, heatherashamara.com, or else on warriorgoddess.com. So it's linked to both of those pages, and that has all the information around the calls. And there's also a video on the Ignite page that talks a lot about the program, as well as a lot of writing about it. And I'm also going to be doing a call on Tuesday that's like a question and answer call, so that will be posted as well, for people that want to get more information.
Oh, great. So people can actually ask you questions directly about it.
Yes, exactly.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. So, you know, the last time that you were on was in 2015, and you were talking about the book, Warrior Goddess Training. And this workshop is based on that, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, and that book, oh my gosh, I love that the last time I talked to you was 2015. That book has been the best-selling book on Amazon in two categories, in shamanism and goddesses, since then.
So wow, congratulations.
Now. Yeah, it's been amazing, and it's sold over 100,000 copies now. So that's really touched a nerve for women and for men as well. I have a lot of men that read it and say that it was incredibly impactful for them. It's really the teachings are for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Right. So maybe you could talk a little bit about that, since, you know, this, you know, a lot of what you're doing right now is really around that whole topic. What is a warrior goddess?
Good question. These two words are two energies that I feel are vital for women to integrate, and The warrior energy is about focus, clarity, about 100% commitment to ourselves or to what we're doing. And the goddess energy is about receptivity, opening, creativity. I think about it that the warrior energy says, I'm going here, nothing's going to get in my way. And the goddess energy says, we're going there, and we're going to, let's make it as pleasurable as possible. Let's bring as many of our friends along. And in different areas of our lives, we need these different energies. And in terms of this idea of the warrior goddess, it's not that we're trying to get to 50%. Like, if I'm 50% warrior and I'm 50% goddess, then I'll have it figured out. We're really trying to find what's our essence. What's our expression? And for some of us, we're much more warrior-oriented. That's how we came in. And some of us are much more goddess-oriented. And so to learn to use each of these energies skillfully and to let go of what's not us, of what's not true, truly our essence, and to then be able to live in our authenticity, really connected to our core and passionate about what we're bringing into the world is my goal, to help women find their voice and their creativity.
Yeah. So you know, I talk about that a lot on this program, and, you know, finding our voice and also creativity. We have a lot of artists on the program for that reason. Why is it so important? I really like to hear your take on it. Why is it so important for us to find our passion and our creativity? You know, we're living in a society that's very driven by working and making money and living to a certain standard, and it doesn't really focus on the passion and creativity part of it.
Yeah, it's so true. We're living in a society right now that's constantly hooking our attention outside of us and saying, if you have more of these things, you'll be happy. If you have more money, if you have the right car, if you have the right shampoo. And really the messages that we're being bombarded with constantly is you're not good enough. That's really what advertising is using to hook our attention. So there's a sense of fear. And I've talked to so many people that even after they get the money or the car or the partner, the thing outside that they feel like should be making them happy, there's still a sense of emptiness. There's still a sense of not feeling at home in themselves. And so when we begin to do the work of letting go of our focus being external and start to bring it back internal so that we learn how to get quiet, how to find our own inner joy, how to bring our energy from the past, because so many of us have left a lot of energy in the past, and bring it available to the future. I see it as that each of us has this inner fire inside of us. And when we do things out of fear, we tend to put that fire out or scatter that fire. When we're caretaking other people or trying to control our world or trying to be perfect or trying to keep up with everybody else or comparing ourselves, that's a place that we lose and scatter our fire. So to come back home and just start to nurture our fire, to ask ourselves, what am I passionate about? What do I like doing? And for many people, there's often a sense of not even quite being sure what we're passionate about anymore. So I would encourage people, start small. Like, go to the grocery store and go, okay, what color fruit do you like? Start really small and just your way back up again if you're not sure. And when we reconnect to that passion, then we have more energy. And when we have more energy, we're more creative. And creativity is so important on many levels. And one level that I like to remind people about is that in our lives, there's always going to be obstacles. There's always going to be challenges in our life, and it's not a bad thing. It's just life in a body can be challenging, whether something's going on with our physical form or people around us are upset or dying or we're struggling with our relationships. There's challenges. And to learn how to meet those challenges with creativity rather than with our old patterns, rather than with ourselves or feeling victimized, getting into negative thinking. Creativity can help us look at a challenge and pause and say, okay, what else can I do here? And what happens is when we're creative, our mind opens and new possibilities come in that we didn't even see before.
Mm-hmm.
And just being creative in general in our lives, whether that's drawing or writing or playing with sand, making sandcastles, whatever creative play that you're doing, because it really is all play, that's what helps our mind to open and to explore and for magic to happen, as I see.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's really interesting that you brought that up, because one of the things that I'm topics that I plan to talk about later on the program is about dealing with stress and, you know, when you feel like everything around you is kind of in a storm or falling apart. And one of the things that I found in my own life is that when things were happening around me that I really didn't have any control over, you know, there's a lot of things in life that we don't have control over, that my North Star, so to speak, the thing that kept me centered was having a passion that I kept coming back to.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, I think it's really important for our own mental health and well-being.
Absolutely. And to have that sense of knowing where our center is and connecting to that fire, because that fire is our passion, our creativity. And every action we take can nurture that fire, can feed that fire, or every action we take can dampen, can stagnate that fire. So every choice we're making is so important to start to pay attention, to really increase our awareness, to look at, are my thoughts supporting my fire? Are my thoughts dampening my fire? Is this action that I'm taking supporting the brightness of my fire? Is it feeding my passion and my creativity? Is it dampening? And I always like to ask people to explore what kind of questions they're asking themselves, because really the questions that we're asking ourselves make all the difference of whether we're brightening our fire or dampening our fire. So you can say to yourself, why am I doing it this way? And immediately you can feel the judgment and the dampening, the heaviness, the frustration.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Versus if you shift the tone, the words can be identical. It's just the tone of how we're speaking to ourselves. And instead to say, why am I doing it this way? What opens then is curiosity and exploration and wonder. So how we talk to ourselves, what our inner dialogue is one of the first things that we want to begin to course correct, as I see it. And
mm-hmm.
many of us live in what I call disaster mind, and our mind has a tendency to look at the past and look at what went wrong in the past and then judge ourselves or worry about how do we not do that again, or look to the future at what might go wrong in the future.
Right.
And the mind's very rarely in the present.
Mm-hmm.
So as we start to become aware of what is my mind up to, and then begin to focus on how do I bring myself back into the present? How do I ask better questions? Are my thoughts nourishing my fire or dampening it? And then begin to take action to shift the thoughts. And it takes time. It's not something that happens immediately, and it can be a frustrating process because we've been doing it for a long time. And so what I've noticed is that when I first became aware of how just disastery my mind was, how negative my mind could get, how judgmental I was towards myself, how I kept expecting myself to be perfect, I was horrified at really how mean I was being to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And to stay steady over time, to rewire the mind, takes dedication and courage and support.
Yes.
why I'm so passionate about community, mm-hmm. is that when we have good community that's doing the same thing, then that community can really hold us as we go through our transformation.
Right, right. Yeah, I think that time is really important for people to know, because, you know, I think I've seen people get so discouraged because it didn't change right away as soon as they learned a new way of thinking or discovered the way that they were thinking that was hurting them. They expected everything to change right away, and it, you know, habits take a while to undo and, you know, relearn.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and to learn to stay steady through that process, because what happens is our awareness increases, but we don't often have the energy right away to make the change. So there's a frustrating part of the process where we have enough awareness to see what we're doing that we want to change, but we don't yet have the energy to make the change, because the energy is tied up in the old patterns. So stay steady through that part of the process. The metaphor I use with people is, if you imagine a closet and you're going to clean your closet, the first thing you do is pull everything out of the closet. And then many of us get super overwhelmed because now everything's out of the closet. It's totally messy. We want to give up. But we start comparing it. We start looking out the window going, my neighbor's closet isn't this dirty. They don't have so much stuff as I do. So to just know that that part of the process is one of the most challenging, and that just like cleaning the closet, we then start picking things up one at a time and saying, do I want to keep this? Yes or no? Does this still fit me? Does this still work for me? And it's the same thing with our beliefs and our thoughts and the agreements that we carry, is that we can start to question them, to ask, does this really serve me any longer? And maybe it served you in the past, but it doesn't serve you now. Or maybe somebody gave it to you and it was never yours. You never really liked it. So it's that sorting process over time that then creates the spaciousness that we're all seeking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I know that you have some other workshops going on as well, right? Do you have any in person?
I do. I do several Warrior Goddess weekends and countries as well. So the Warrior Goddess weekends happen Friday night, Saturday, Sunday. We usually end at lunch on Sunday. And I have one coming up in Austin in December, and one coming up in New York, in Upper New York, in July. And then I'll be back in Sedona in September. So I have three Warrior Goddess weekends for the coming up this year. And then I also take groups down to Mexico. I have a group, July trip is full, but I have a group, I take a group down for Day of the Dead, Mexico, which
is
just a magic time, such a powerful time to be in Mexico during that holiday.
Where in Mexico do you go?
Down to Teotihuacan, which is the pyramid complex outside of Mexico City. It's about 45 minutes out of the city, and it's where the Toltec, so Don Miguel, who wrote the Four Agreement, is a Toltec teacher in a lineage that's based, passed down from Mexico, so Mexico-based tradition, spiritual teaching. And so the heart of the teachings are down in Teotihuacan, and we do a really beautiful initiation ceremony. So we work with the pyramids every day, and we have class in the mornings and evenings. And it's a really great journey for people that are in transition or wanting to make changes in their life.
Very nice. Very nice. I mean, it sounds great. I would love to do one of these trips one of these days.
Yes. It's such a blessing.
Yeah. So, so how can people find out about all of these trips and about the books that you've written and your upcoming book? Are they all in the same place?
Yeah, the best place to go for the books and for the Warrior Goddess weekends is to my publisher. And he has a website called InsightEventsUSA.com that's also linked to the books. the easiest place is just to go to heatherashamara.com, because I do have the books linked on that website straight to Amazon. And all the there's a calendar that has all of the upcoming events on it. So that's a great place to access, heatherashamara.com.
Great, great. And when's your book coming out, the next one, Awakening Your Fire?
The next one's coming out in October 2017. Yeah, so probably end of September, early October. Yeah, I'm very excited about that book.
Yeah, so, you know, if you're free, if you're not running all over the world at that point, maybe you'll come back on the program and talk about it.
I would love to. That would be great.
Okay, great. I'd love to have you back on. All right. Well, good luck with everything that you're doing. And, you know, thank you for all that you're doing. It's really good stuff. And thank you for being on the program again.
Absolutely. It's always great to talk to you. Thanks for all that you do.
Same here.
Gratitude.
Thank you. You have a good evening.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. So stick around. We're going to take a quick break, and we have lots more to come after the break.
Any guidance offered by Dr. Karpel is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician or mental health specialist. Neither Dr. Karpel, her sponsors, nor this station assumes responsibility for the misuse of any of the information given on this show.
Are you or a loved one a Medicare beneficiary? Help save you and Medicare money by stopping Medicare fraud. Fraud happens when Medicare is billed for services or supplies you never receive. There are three easy things you can do to fight fraud. Review your Medicare claims for accuracy, protect your personal information, and be on the lookout for suspicious activity. For more information or to report fraud, call Medicare at 1-800-MEDICARE or your local SHIP counselor at the Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-252-9240.
Please visit us on the web at www.drmarakarpel.com.
And we are back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Karpel and your golden years right here on Blog Talk Radio and on live stream and podcast at drmarakarpel.com. And so before I go on to talk about the topic that I wanted to discuss this evening about staying calm, finding your center in the storm of life, just to fill you in on some news. Again, if you're interested in seeing some of the interviews that we have videotaped of the when the guests have been live in our Austin studio, you can check out my YouTube page. You just do a search for my name, Dr. Mara Karpel, on YouTube, and it should take you to that page, and you'll see whichever videos have been uploaded so far. So it takes a little while to upload them, so it's been a gradual process, and Art has been uploading them to YouTube whenever he's able to, gradually. And if you're a regular listener, you know that I am a regular contributor to Arianna Huffington's new online magazine, ThriveGlobal.com, and you can read all of my blogs that I've written on Thrive Global by going to ThriveGlobal.com and putting in a search for my name, or check out my website, DrMaraKarpel.com, and click on blogs or click on publications. Either one of those will bring up those blogs. It will also bring up all of the blogs that I've written for Huffington Post. And the most recent blog was last month for Earth Day. I wrote a blog about connecting with Mother Nature. And the next blog will be coming out any day. So stay tuned for that. If you follow me on Facebook, Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years, then it will be posted as soon as it comes out. And you'll be able to just click on it and take you directly to that blog. But if you want to read all of the past blogs, just check it out on my website. That's the main go-to place. And also, my book is moving along. We're in the next phase toward publication. So, again, stay tuned. If you follow me on social media, Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years. If you follow me on Twitter, M-A-R-A-E-K, or even on Instagram, then you will, or LinkedIn, any of those places, then you will get an excerpt from it. And when it's coming out, when it'll be published, we expect it to be published. Our goal is to have it published in the fall, September or October. But we'll have more definite news as we go along, and all of that will be posted on my social media. And also stay connected on social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. For any other news that we have regarding this show and things related to it, there is more news, and we'll be letting you know what it is as it becomes information that we can share. Okay, so now, as I mentioned, I want to talk about staying calm in the midst of a storm. And, you know, I talked a little bit about this 2 weeks ago in the last program about how to cope with stress when everything seems to be hitting you all at once. But I've been thinking about the last couple of weeks, and there's really more to add to what I had given as tips last time. And there's been a lot more stress around these days. And articles are constantly being written about it. An entire magazine of Zen magazine, the front page of it is about how to get through these times, talking about finding a way to stay calm and centered. And we just heard Heather Ash Amara talk about how finding your passion and creativity, increasing your creativity, staying in touch with it, helps to keep you at your center. So this is really a topic that I think needs to be discussed again. And, you know, as I mentioned, 2 weeks ago I had just gone through some pretty stressful times myself. And as I mentioned, stress can be both positive and negative. So any change in your life that's sudden or intense, it's stressful, even positive changes. So it's not all bad things, but it's stressful. And then you have the mixture of, you know, life, both good and bad. And since that time, you know, I've lost another dear friend. I've moved. My allergies are bothering me, all of these things. And now working on getting my book published, all these things come together and cause a lot of stress, you know. And as you can see, some of them are good things, some of them are not such good things, some of them are pretty neutral, they're not terrible. My allergies, you know, bothering me aren't terrible, but it's a stressor because it adds another thing that I need to put energy into. So how do we stay at our center when these things are going on? We turn on the news, and the news cycle these days has just been nonstop. It's never boring. These days, I don't even watch movies. I just watch the news because there's always something going on, whether you like what's going on or you don't. There's always something. And that's stressful because we don't really know what's going to happen next. And the unknown causes us stress. But the fact is that everything is unknown. And that's one of the givens of life, is that we don't really know what's going to happen next, even when everything appears to be stable. That's really just an illusion. Everything is changing, even when it appears that it's the same. And at some point, that appearance of it being the same will go away, and we will realize that it has changed. And so learning to be comfortable with uncertainty is one of the ways of staying calm in the storm. And Pema Chodron, who's a Zen master, wrote a book about that, Comfortable with Uncertainty. And she talks about the warrior as well, just as Heather Ash talks about the warrior. What Pema Chodron says, a warrior accepts that we can never know what will happen to us next. We can try to control the uncontrollable by looking for security and predictability, always hoping to be comfortable and safe. But the truth is that we can never avoid uncertainty. This not knowing is part of the adventure. It's also what makes us afraid. So the first step in staying calm or having resilience when things suddenly change is being prepared, knowing that nothing is certain, that there things are always changing. And having that awareness, knowing that, keeps you from being completely surprised by the surprises, so to speak. Knowing that we are always going to be faced with uncertain outcomes helps us to deal with that. Now, her recipe for that, aside from the awareness, is meditation. And that's her big thing, is meditation. And we've spoken about that here on the program. And meditation really is a way of staying calm through the storm. And specifically, mindfulness meditation. So mindfulness meditation means that when you're sitting quietly and you're focusing on your breathing, you're not trying to clear your mind, because that's just not really possible. The human mind always wants to be thinking. What mindfulness means is that you're aware of what you're thinking, that you're stepping back from your thoughts rather than getting hooked up in them, and you're observing them. So you notice the thoughts, and you notice the feelings, and you notice the feelings of fear and anger and upsetness, along with feeling happy or joyful, but just noticing a feeling and labeling it rather than getting hooked up in it is a way of finding your center throughout the storm. So noticing the thoughts that you have about what's going on and being an observer rather than always feeling that you are your thoughts is a way of calming yourself down. Excuse me. Those allergies. The other thing, and this also came up just now in the conversation with Heather Ash, is, you know, we live in a society right now where we feel like we always need to be busy, and people are always comparing how busy they are with each other. But busy doesn't necessarily mean productive. And when we're constantly busy and we don't take time to pause, or we don't take time to really focus on one thing at a time, not only does that make us inefficient, but it also causes us to have tremendous stress. So one of the things that I have noticed that works for me when I'm feeling that there's a lot going on and there's just so many different things to keep track of and it starts to feel really stressful is I really become aware of that I'm doing that I'm running around like almost like a chicken without a head, and I make an effort to focus on doing one thing at a time. And I know in many jobs we're required to multitask, but it's really important to focus on one thing at a time. So even if it means focusing on one thing at a time for 10 minutes each task, that will help us to be more efficient and less stressed out. So without that, we won't accomplish as much, and we feel like we're spinning our wheels. So we can actually turn our tasks into a meditation. So to Thich Nhat Hanh, the Zen master, Vietnamese Buddhist monk who wrote many books about mindfulness meditation, talks about mindfulness meditation during your activities, during daily activities, actually by focusing on your activity, even washing the dishes. He has a meditation where you just focus on the activity of washing the dishes, how it feels, how the water feels, trying not to think about other things, just focusing, bringing yourself back to thinking about, the dishes. Helps to turn that into a meditation and actually brings about joy in a very mundane activity. And that can be done as well with your work. Things that have to get done during your workday or things that you need to do at home, just focusing on one thing at a time and really becoming immersed in that one task. And, you know, a couple of weeks ago we had the yoga teacher Steve Kane on the program talking about doing that with yoga. These days, you know, there are so many different types of yoga out there, and many people have kind of gotten away from the idea of yoga as being a relaxing sort of activity and are using it for fitness, which is fine because it, you know, you can get good benefits to your body. You get, you know, very good benefits from using yoga as a fitness activity, but if you can use yoga in a way where you really focus on the pose and how it feels when you're doing it, you can get much more benefit from it emotionally and in terms of calming yourself down. And when Steve was on a few months ago, he talked about mindful eating. So really focusing on the taste of what you're eating and not watching television while you eat or reading while you eat, but really noticing the food, the texture of the food, the taste of the food, then you actually enjoy it much more and you get much more satisfaction. So you don't have to keep on eating and snacking afterwards, because one of the reasons eat more is because they haven't felt satisfied by their meal. So, but the other aspect of that is that when we do this, when we really focus on one thing at a time, it calms us down. Even when we're surrounded by a lot of stress, even when there's a lot going on in our lives, bringing ourselves back to the present moment, being focused on the task that you're doing is bringing yourself back to the present moment, which takes away the worry about the future or the stress and anxiety about the past. None of that benefits us. So focusing on the present. And several months ago, we had Dr. Rico on the program talking about the four givens of life, and one of those is that everything changes and ends. And again, if we expect everything to remain the same and we're very comfortable where things are and we want it to always be the same, then we're going to be shocked when they change. So we need to accept that everything changes and everything ends. That is, those are facts of life. But the positive part of that is even the negative ends. So if you're in an uncomfortable situation, eventually that will end. If you're in a stressful situation, that situation will end too, if you allow it to end and don't keep adding stress to it with your own thoughts about it. Making time to pause every day, like Heather Ash just spoke about, and Terry Hershey, who was on the program a couple of times, talked about taking a pause. And, you know, a pause can be 5 minutes, or it can be a week where you really have to pause from the activities that you're constantly doing. But taking some time for yourself, at least a few minutes every day to pause, is really important to being more resilient, to become more resilient with the stresses that are going on in your life. And so finding some activity that helps you to pause can be really beneficial. So the meditation that I just talked about, mindfulness meditation, or just focusing on your breathing, taking a breath, a deep breath, and just noticing how it feels coming in and how it feels going out will bring you back to the to this moment and back to your center. Having awareness that at the center of your core, the center of your being, it is always calm, can help you to find that center and find that calmness. You know, that feeling of stress and anxiety that we get wrapped up in is layered on top of that that inner calmness. We're born with an inner calmness, and it's always there. There's always a seed of it, at the very least, at our center. And so that's really the goal when we're dealing with stressful times, is getting back to our own center. The calmness is not outside of us. It's not somewhere else. We don't have to leave our body. We don't have to engage in some sort of out-of-body experience. What we need to do is go inside our body to the center of our being, and that's where our calmness is. So focusing on one task at a time, focusing on our breath, doing something like yoga or meditation, really focused on the task, on the yoga, for example, brings us to our center. Doing something creative, drawing, you know, those adult coloring books. Some people find them to be really, really relaxing. That helps to bring us to our center, believe it or not. Listening to relaxing music, all of that calms us down and brings us to our center. And when we go to our center, our calm core, that is how we remain resilient, even when everything around us seems to be going a little crazy. So on that note, we're going to take a brief pause. And when we come back, Laura Gelazunas is going to join us from the always calm and relaxing Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, to tell us what the retirees are doing there. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Are so pleasant to me. Colombia.
All right, and we are back. If you just joined. I'm at live stream of podcast at drmaricarpel.com. And I really like the choice of songs that Art just played. That's him singing, and it was perfect for the topic just discussed. And now another relaxing place to go to is Puerto Vallarta, where Laura Galazunas is joining us from the retirement paradise. Welcome, Laura.
Hey, Mara, how are you tonight?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good.
What's going on in Vallarta?
Well, everybody's kind of chilling out right now. You know, most of the snowbirds have left, and people are relaxing. There's a few groups here that are, you know, stay active year-round, so gives people a little more chance to visit more and not be in that frenetic phase that is the winter season.
Some more time to just pause and relax, which is what I was just talking about.
Yes. it's just such a crazy pace during the winter season. You know, everybody's partying and trying to see all the people, and you know, now it's like, oh, can stay back, still do things, but just not at that well-populated pace of the winter season. Yes.
Right. Right. Now, last time we spoke, you were telling us about the Altruism Festival that was supposed to be last weekend. Did you go to that?
No, I did not.
Oh, no.
Well, you know, stuff happens.
Have you heard about it?
They no final count. Yeah, they were pretty much sold out, and no final count on what was raised just yet.
Okay.
So hopefully that'll be coming soon. So heard it was a very, very well-attended event, of course, almost sold out, great entertainment, lots of great food and drinks, and lots of socializing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it was fun, as far as you've heard.
As far as I've heard. Restaurant Week. They have an event called Restaurant Week, but it's really Restaurant Weeks because it's May 15th and 31st, and there are over 40 local restaurants participating, and they are three course tasting menus, and there are various prices, and you can go check out a restaurant that you may have not eaten at before and get a three-course meal and decide you want to go back again. So kind of a fun thing to do.
So that's going on right now? Oh,
yes.
Nice.
So that's till the 31st of May. So that, I think that event's over 10 years old now.
So have you checked it out?
Oh, been to several restaurants, so they were all very good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of a fun thing to do.
Yeah. If you like to eat, that would be the
Puerto Vallarta is your place.
Okay.
What else is coming up? Pride is coming up, Vallarta Pride.
Uh-huh. When is that?
And that's like the last week of, starts the 23rd. Ooh, Tuesday. So the 20
so
runs.
Next
the,
week.
Yeah. Wow, forgot about that.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, so next week it runs through the end of May. So all kinds of events at the theaters and at the local bars, and they've got all kinds of picnics in the park and just numerous, numerous things in the parade, and yeah, so all very good stuff.
Uh-huh. And speaking of food, as you mentioned, you still have the Friday Foodies?
Yes, we do. Friday Foodies meets every Friday. You have to get on the mailing list and find out where we're going and ahead of time, and usually there's another three-course menu for a set price. And that varies from week to week.
Do you go to every one of those?
Oh, gosh, no. Oh, gosh, no.
Boy, that's a lot of food.
It's a lot of eating, yeah. No, not I don't attend all of them. There's restaurants I don't like, so I don't go.
Okay.
When they're at those restaurants. So, oh, yeah, it's a lot of eating all the time here.
Yeah.
So are there other activities going on during the summer that don't involve so much food?
Organized activities, yes, there's still, you can take, you know, there's all kinds of classes available over the summer months. You know, art classes, cooking classes, et cetera, those are available year-round. There are yoga classes, there's meditation groups, there's all kinds of stuff. You know, you just need to get online and start some research and finding out where you want to go and what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you were talking about coloring books. You can, you know, break out the watercolors or oil paints or acrylics and get a canvas and start painting.
Oh, yeah. A lot of artists in Vallarta.
Yes.
So
definitely a good way to relax.
I just want to let you know and our listeners know that a storm is rolling in here as we speak. So if something happens to the connection, that's why. I unplugged the computer from the wall so that I don't fry it while we're talking.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. But everything's okay. I hear it in the distance. Right now, so
it's coming though.
It's coming. You know how that is. You have nice storms down there in Vallarta, don't you?
Yes, we do. not quite the front-based storms, but air mass thunderstorms here. And then they'll start soon to cool things off a little. Even though it isn't that hot just yet, I still haven't turned on the air, so.
Oh, wow. So it's really not that bad.
No, not at all. It's not even, it's like somewhere between 80 and 85 during the day.
Okay. That's not bad.
Mm-mm.
So do you find that there are visitors that come down just for the summer? I know the winter is the big time, but do you have people that are working that only get time off in the summer months?
Oh, sure. Mostly families and stuff come down here during the summer when their kids are not as old.
Right. And are there things for families to do that time of year?
Of course. You know, the beach is there. There's all types of tours and activities for kids at most of the hotels. So you can definitely keep everyone busy during the summer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, always the beach.
Of course.
And you still have the stand-up, what is it? Stand-up paddling?
Stand-up paddle boards, yes. That's all the rage now as well. The winds have died down a bit. Usually during the early part of May, they do the kite surfing, which is printer to watch. So that's, you know, when the winds take up in the afternoon now, or can see Brian, giving that a whirl.
Right, right. So if people are interested in looking for places to live next year or to buy for next year, are there still places?
Well, there's definitely places, and there's going to be more. There's several new condo developments that should be at the end of this year. So those will be on the those are on the market now at pre-sale prices. So there's those, and there's still place to rent. I mean, a lot of people rent their place for next season before they leave this season, but there are still places to come down and rent. And it's always a good idea if you're renting or buying to see if you can, you know, stay in the place a while, you know, for a short term to see if that's, you know, if that's what you like, you know, the neighborhood you like, the location to various things that you are interested in doing. And whether or not it's on a bus line, whether or not you need a car, those types of items, for sure.
Right, right. And if people are interested in buying, can you help them with that?
I certainly can. I'm with Boardwalk Realty, and they can reach me at laura@boardwalkrealtypv.com.
Okay. I will be posting that, as usual, on my post about this program. And if people are interested in looking at all the different activities that are going on in Vallarta or just what's happening in the news down there, what are some good places for them to look online?
They can go to banderasnews.com, BANDERASnews.com. It's the largest website in the Bay, and that has all the information you could ever want in one place.
Okay. And that's updated daily, isn't it?
Yes.
All right.
So lots of good information there.
BanderasNews.com. All
yes.
right. So, so it seems like right now is a good time to just relax down there and take some classes and eat some food.
Oh, for sure.
And get
there's all kinds of
and get involved with some charities, right?
Yes, people can do that as well. Charities need help year-round and not just in the high season. So you can work with everything from, you know, small children to teenagers to grandparents to animals to help pick up trash in the river, to do all kinds of things. There's
right.
just a myriad of activities that you can be involved with over the summer.
Great. That's a great way to meet people, too. Right.
Yes, people that have the same interests as you and are interested in helping the community that they're living in.
Mhm. Mhm. All right. Well, Laura, will you be available to come back in 2 weeks?
Of course I will.
All right, great. So you enjoy paradise there. Don't eat too much.
I will
much.
Do that. Trying not to. Little difficult.
We'll talk to you. Yeah, I'm sure. There's a lot of temptation.
For sure.
And we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
Thanks. All right. So we're going to take a brief break, and hopefully the storm will hold off for the rest of the program. After the break, we'll be joined by Ryan Rostrum. And don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Super psychologist Dr. Mara Karpel will be back after words from our sponsors.
Please visit us on the web at www.drmarakarpel.com.
All right, and we are back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Karpel in your golden years on Blog Talk Radio and on live stream and podcast. And now joining us on the phone, musician Ryan Rostrum, who we were just listening to. Ryan, are you there?
Yes. Hello, Mara. How's it going?
Welcome. Just so you know, there's a slight delay when we talk like this, so we don't talk over each other. So I also want to tell you that we're about to have a huge thunderstorm, so if something crazy happens, we get disconnected, that's why. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, so, where are you at? Are you down in Mexico right now or Austin?
We're in Austin. Austin, Texas.
Okay.
Where are you? Are you in Utah?
No, I'm in South Carolina right now, and we're also having a huge thunderstorm. So that's funny. I wonder if it's just a huge one or a few spread out ones or something.
Yeah, that is funny. Well,
yeah.
We both have this challenge.
I hear it's been pretty hot up there lately, so it's probably good to get some rain.
Yeah, a little bit. It's been humid, so good break. So Ryan, we were just playing one of your songs.
Yeah.
So can you tell us about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So that song is called Turning Wheel, and it's always good to hear it on the radio. I think that's the first time it's hit the radio in Austin, so I'm really excited about that. I'll probably be in Austin in October for Austin City Limits.
Uh-huh.
So I'll start advertising, you know, down the road. So that one's called Turning Wheel. And that was, I actually wrote most of that song back in high school and rewrote it just recently. It's sort of about, I have this friend with anxiety and depression. So it's just kind of a pick-me-up song, you know, with a good driving guitar part, heavy drums, and the lyrics are just sort of meant to get somebody to feel a little bit better, hopefully, by the end of the song.
Okay, yeah, it is a feel-good kind of song. So
yeah, that's what I was going for.
Yeah. So, Ryan, back up a little bit. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about your history. I saw on Facebook that you've lived all over the world. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your history and your musical history?
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually grew up in Tokyo, Japan, of all places. So, I was there for about 10 years of my childhood. And I was born in L.A., also lived in New York and London for 1 year, and then Utah after all that. So, and I spent 2 years in Hong Kong as well. So I've kind of been all over the world.
Yeah.
I've always had a real love for music. It's something that's always sort of resonated with me. And I took piano lessons when I was young. And then it sort of sprung into sort of a, you know, what it is now, which is like most of my life is music. So, yeah.
Uh-huh. So you're a full-time musician.
Yeah, as of now. So I have one semester of college left, and I'm studying concert management at the business school at BYU.
Okay.
So, I'll graduate around Christmas time and then start touring right after that. So that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Great.
So
are you performing a lot in Utah?
So this summer I'm still setting up shows. Maybe I can say a little bit about my background just to sort of help you see where I've been, also where I'm at and where I'm going to. But I started off as sort of a session musician. So I've played for bands behind about 50 to 60 different singers. And so the singers, it kind of gave me a pretty diverse background, you know, because I was playing everything from a lot of pop, also a little bit of rock, a little bit of metal, but not really. It's not really my thing. But anyway, I kind of got a feel for just being on stage with tons and tons of different singers doing all kinds of different genres. And then on top of that, I was always, in a couple of bands or whatever. So that was sort of like where my passion was, just being on stage, and still where it is at. But after the session guitar thing, I sort of moved into the studio life. So I took an internship at Rock Canyon Studios with Gaynor Brunson. So he's just this amazing producer. He's worked with like the Beach Boys and Van Halen and Toto, and he's got this amazing background, had a studio on Hollywood Boulevard before he moved to Utah. So that was really, really cool for me to move from sort of like the performance into being more like behind the scenes, working in the studio. So I did that for a while. And then from there, I got hired to compose for a small animation studio where, that was another completely different feel of actually doing compositions and instrumental stuff. So that was, really long story short. That's sort of where I started. And then about a year ago, I just went solo as a performing guitarist / singer. And that's where I'm at today.
Okay. And you're performing around Utah, because you said you're going on tour after you graduate. Is that correct? Okay.
Yeah. So this summer will mostly be in Utah, maybe a couple shows out of the state, but haven't actually scheduled any yet.
And I thought I saw that you just came out with an album, a CD.
Yes. Yeah. So that came out March 3rd. And so it was a 12-song album on the physical CD. And then I just released 5 of the songs online for download or iTunes and Spotify. So that was just in March. That was big. A lot of work went into that one.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
So, and Art just sent me a message that to mention, before you came on, we had a little bit of a break, and we played the first song. We played Shrouded in Mystery, and he wanted to ask you about that. That was a little bit different than the last song.
Yeah, I would love to hear what you thought about it as well. But I'll give you a little bit of background. So that song, I actually wrote it for a music video. I just, I have this thing where I love to just climb mountains and like play guitar on the top and shoot music videos.
Cool.
So and I've done that before, but I wanted to write a song specifically, with no other reason other than it would just be really, really freaking cool to just play it on top of a mountain. And so that's what I did with Shrouded in Mystery. So it's just, it's this epic instrumental, kind of got an 80s feel. There's violins and all that kind of stuff. So the music video, I actually filmed it last summer, but I haven't yet released it. So that should be coming out pretty soon here.
Great. Now, you sent us a third song, The Show, and I'm going to ask Art to play that. But before we go to that song, can you talk about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's actually one of the first songs I ever wrote. That was way back at the beginning of high school. And so that one, I actually wrote it about the sort of the moment that inspired me to start my own band. So that was when I went to a Styx concert in Salt Lake. And have you ever seen Styx live or like classic rock bands?
Yes. Not Styx,
Well, so you kind of know that it's like, they're in this massive stadium, like huge lights, like the sound was so loud. And it was it really impacted me. So anyway, I wrote The Show about that show specifically and how it sort of inspired me to go into music.
Oh, great. Okay. So hang on the line, because we're going to play a little of that song, and then I just want to talk to you for a few moments before we go off, okay?
Great, yeah.
All right. That definitely has that classic rock concert sound to it. And not to date myself, but those were all the concerts I went to in my teens and 20s. So.
Oh, that's amazing. I would have loved to have gone to more, you know, back in like the 80s or the 70s.
That was my time, late 70s and through the 80s. So, but you definitely caught the feel of it. I love it.
Yeah. And then with that one, I brought in a little bit of electronic influence too, you know, with some of the synthesizers. And so that's kind of the direction I'm moving in right now. I'm actually working with a bunch of DJs to try to fuse that classic, like, energy with the modern synthesizers and productions and so forth.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So Ryan, if people are interested in buying your music, downloading it, or ordering your CD, or seeing your calendar, where you're going to be playing, and when you go on tour, is there one central place where they can do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So right now I do have the domain ryanrostrum.com. It's currently actually linked to YouTube, which is sort of my, has been my main social media. It's not where my biggest following is, but yeah, YouTube is probably the best place to, you know, to find my music, get acquainted with, you know, the music videos, and from there you can find links to iTunes, Spotify, Instagram, Facebook, or whatever it is that, whatever they use.
Okay. And that you can get that from the YouTube
yeah.
link. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yep.
And people can buy your CDs that way?
Yeah, well, so there's links to iTunes and Spotify from YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
So That's probably the easiest way to find it. Yeah, and so
okay.
It's if you just type in Ryan Rostrom, rostrom.com, it'll bring it right up.
Great. Great. Well, I'm going to post that link on the web post about this show later tonight. So people can just go to my website and click on the link, and it'll take them to your site. So
great.
Thank you so much for coming on the program. I hope I get to see you when you're here in Austin.
Yeah. So I think you interviewed Rhonda Nielsen a few weeks ago, and she's the one that got me in touch with all this stuff. So she's my booking agent right now, and so we're looking to get that lined up. She's doing an amazing job getting a lot of things starting to fall together. So, I'd love to meet you while I'm there. Hopefully
Great. It'll
be, I think, October. So,
okay. Yeah,
somewhere in that time frame.
Wonderful. So we'll keep that in mind. And good luck
Great.
With everything that you're doing.
Thank you. And you too. I've been listening to some of your things, and it's you get a lot of really cool, interesting people, and you're definitely one of them too. So
well,
it's fun
you.
Listening.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, you have a good evening.
Thanks.
Be careful in the storm.
Yeah, you too.
All right, thanks. And thank you again for coming on the program.
Great.
Talk
thanks
to you
for
soon.
Having me.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, so before we get knocked off the air, let me tell you what's coming up next week. Next Sunday, May 21st, we'll be back with another live program from here in Austin, Texas, and we'll be joined once again from Boston, Massachusetts, by longtime Boston Globe economics and finance reporter, former reporter for The Economist, and current researcher for the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College, Kimberly Blanton. And this time, Kim will talk about the psychology of finance, or rather, the psychology of finance avoidance. And more, we will have an artist and lots of interesting topics, so be sure to tune in. And if you want to hear tonight's program again and read the information from this show and learn about upcoming shows, listen to previous programs, read my blogs and Thrive Global and Huffington Post, you can find it all on my website, drmarakarpel.com, drmarakarpel.com. And also be sure to follow me on Facebook, Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years. And if you go there, you'll get all the links that my guest this evening spoke about. And you can listen to this evening's program in as soon as 5 minutes from now by going directly to Blog Talk Radio, that's blogtalkradio.com/Your Golden Years. This show was produced by Compass Entertainment, Postal Productions, and Psych Duck Productions, and sponsored by neurologist and memory specialist Dr. Ronald DeVere and by Storyhouse. And special thanks to my guests, Heather Ashamara, Ryan Rostrom, and Laura Gelazunis. And, of course, thank you, Art. Thank you all for listening. Have a peaceful night and inspiring week. And remember, youth has no age. Good night, everyone.
Any guidance offered by Dr. Karpel is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician or mental health specialist. Neither Dr. Karpel, her sponsors, nor this station assumes responsibility for the misuse of any of the information given on this show.